the typhoon has hit Visayas. That's where my family is, pretty hard, and the whole city is drowning. And we're all worried about our families over there, and all communication lines are down, and nobody can get on there. And pretty much the whole city, Tacloban City, they're out of the grid right now. So I don't know what I can do right now except maybe pray. We've been on the news, watching on the news, trying to get, you know, help to our families. Still don't know what to do, but we're very positive that they're okay. I don't know. We can't do anything right now, so we just keep on praying and hoping for the better.
When was the last time you spoke to your family?
I spoke to them around 6 in the morning, and the messages that my mom sent me were very frantic. She told me that trees have gone down, and the strong winds are scaring them. That's pretty much what I got.
And so there's no way to contact them at all? I guess power is out, the phones are out, internet is out?
Yes, and I just saw on the news that they're preparing restoration operation, but they're still assessing the situation, and I don't know when they're going to be able to start that out. I mean, we're still waiting.
Have you been able to talk to authorities at all about the situation involving your parents?
I tweeted the Philippine Army. I tweeted Red Cross. But the authorities, not yet. Trying to get a hold of the police and see how they can help us. But I only have the internet right now. I don't have the local numbers of the people out there. But even the major networks here in the Philippines, they couldn't reach their anchors in Tacloban and in the Visayas. So we're still really waiting. It's a waiting game right now, and we really don't know what to do.